Welcome back, everybody. It's Thursday, April 4th, 2024. Today is National Hug a News Person Day. I'm not making that up either. I'm not sure whether that's actually celebrated in Alabama because I've never actually seen it happen. If you do choose to celebrate, make sure you get consent first. Let's talk about unvaccinated students, Adderholt's potential next gig, a high school closing, and confirmed Birmingham hackers. My name's Ike Morgan, and we are down in Alabama. A proposed bill made it through committee in the Alabama Senate that would make it easier to send an unvaccinated child to school, reports AL.com's Tricia Powell Crane. The school kids generally have to be up to date on vaccines for a number of diseases, including diphtheria, tetanus, measles, mumps, polio, chickenpox, and more. If parents object to their children receiving vaccines on religious grounds, they have to get a written document from their county health department. Now, under this proposed bill, they'd simply need to provide a written statement from a parent or guardian. The bill sponsor is State Senator Arthur Orr, a Decatur Republican. He said the goal is to get government out of representing people's religious objections. CDC stats show the number of vaccination exemptions are growing. Dr. David Kimberlin of UAB and Children's Division of Pediatric Infectious Diseases has said that Alabama is one of 36 states that now have measles vaccination rates that are too low to prevent the spread of the disease. And just to be clear, this has nothing to do with COVID or COVID vaccines. Students are not required to have any COVID vaccine. The bill unanimously passed committee. The next step is consideration on the Senate floor. So will U.S. Representative Robert Adderholt make a run at the Appropriation Committee chair? He might, according to a report from Roll Call. Adderholt is from Haleyville and represents Alabama's 4th Congressional District. He's the only member of the committee other than Tom Cole of Oklahoma to show interest in the job. Cole already has a lot of backing in place. But in the wake of that $1.2 trillion package passed in March, Adderholt wants the committee to tap the brakes on picking a leader until it talks through its processes that allowed that much spending. Well, it looks like a high school in Talladega will close at the end of the current school year, reports AL.com's Tricia Powell Crane. And it's an illustration of how a small school can get caught in a downward spiral under the current state rules. Now, Talladega County Central High, established in 1926, was down to 143 students in grades 7 through 12 and earned a D on the state's 2023 schools report card. And that made it the smallest and poorest performing school in the district. Now, that was a particularly bad combination because the current rules of the Alabama Accountability Act would have allowed students to transfer to other schools in the county, making it all but certain that enrollment would have fallen even lower. Superintendent Suzanne Lacey said the school's scores were also hurt by the way the report card numbers are calculated. The school had so few seniors last year, they couldn't factor in some of its strengths, such as graduation rate and college and career ready rate. Birmingham Mayor Randall Woodfin's office has confirmed that hackers are to blame for the city's ongoing computer system troubles, reports AL.com's Joseph D. Bryant. Communications Director Rick Journey said they're now in the process of restoring the systems. Officials have said that city workers have continued to be paid and that it has not affected the 911 system. We sure appreciate you taking the time to listen to us. Now, this is my occasional ask. If you haven't yet, and you're so inclined, go in and give us a rating and maybe even some comments on whatever app you use. That helps put us in front of more people, and we always appreciate that. We're going to be back here again tomorrow. Until then, y'all come on by and see us anytime you want to on the internet at al.com.